This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Live now, improvised, happening, listen, participate. Don't. Yes.
Mighty eagle soar once more. Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty eagle soar.
Thank you. Let's see, this is my last evening before a 2-week vacation. And so for the next couple of weeks, vacation. See, this is my last evening before a 2-week vacation. And so for the next couple of weeks, you're going to have a guest producer and host. And I really will miss you dearly, but I will be back in a couple of weeks. We've got some great interviews coming up. So, Kim Garson's going to be your host for the next couple of weeks. Involving the manipulation and regurgitation of sounds in order to give new meanings and insights. The show recently relocated to Austin from New York City, and now in its 10th year, it is always improvised and performed live. Really interesting stuff. So that's going to be next week, producing the show for the next couple of weeks, doing what he does best. It's quite some interesting work. Heard a little bit of it online, and I would encourage you to visit his website because it's really interesting stuff. You can visit.
The time is 6:31. You're listening to KOLP. I'm Sandra Beckmeyer.
This is my last evening before a 2-week vacation. And so for the next couple of weeks, you're going to have a guest producer and host.
(512) 512 512 512 512 472 5667. You will be placed directly on the air. 512 472 5667. You will be placed directly onto the air to do whatever it is that you are doing at 512 472 5667.
And I really will miss you dearly, but I will be back in a couple of weeks. We've got some great interviews coming up. So Ken Garson's going to be your host for the next couple of weeks. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is an ongoing audio experiment.
Involving the manipulation and regurgitation of sounds in order to give new meanings and
insights.
The show recently relocated to Austin from New York City, and now in its
10th year is always improvised and performed live. Possibly collaging and transforming the environment that directly preceded it. For more information or to listen to some of the past 260 performances online, you can visit www.music.com/lastever. And again, Ken is going to be
Producing the show for the next couple of weeks, doing what he does best. It's quite some interesting work. Heard a little bit of it online, and I would encourage you to visit his website
because it's really interesting stuff. So that's going to be next week at 6:30, so tune in. Tonight I am sort of taking a lazy approach. I was hoping to have an interview, but had to reschedule it for later in August. So tonight I'm just going to play some music for you for the last 30 minutes that we're on the air. Stay tuned. The time is 6:31.
You're doing it right now. gotta look it up.
Magma told me to tell you from the last time you were late and sensitive.
Do you know that? Changes it.
Remember you told me to tell you when you're acting rudely and sensitive.
I can't know.
You're dying right now.
Or it would have been if you hadn't stuck in your own gun. So, there is no way. Looking at something changes it.
Mr. Pretender!
Even Einstein says the guy's onto something.
Possible today in any city, even where you live. We have all the latest all-electric ideas to help cities look better and to make them better places to live and work in.
Take our transportation. It's a coordinated electric system.
I just love getting around in my own little transporter.
And we have other electric. In fact, the heart of Progress City's transportation is our rapid transit system that's controlled by computers. I get to work in half the time on a high-speed electric train. Sure beats traffic jams. Take it easy, Sport. He's complaining because electric vehicles are so quiet.
Going shopping is simply a breeze, too. And getting there is only half the fun. Today, our whole downtown is completely enclosed. Whatever the weather is outside, it's always dry and comfortable inside.
General Electric calls it a climate-controlled environment. But Mother calls it
a sparkling jewel. An attractive city park, thanks to beautiful lighting and landscaping.
And speaking of parks, outdoor lighting has added hours to our recreation time. We have night-lighted stadiums, golf courses. We even have our own amusement park.
It's not exactly Disneyland, but it is clean and bright and lots of buzz.
You are still listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Even if you are not listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, you can listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza when it is live, just by listening. You're listening to it when it's live, when it's alive, even when it has lost some life. When it has moved from a electronic state to a more electronic state, it may seem to not be as alive, but you can pretend. You can pretend that the recorded medium that you're listening to, if that is the way you are listening, and how you will know that is the way is just by knowing if that is the way. On a radio, on a telephone, on a microcomputer. These are all ways, and some ways are different from the other ways. But right now, when I'm saying this, and when I'm doing this, and when this is being done, and when this is happening, and when this is being said and heard originally, is right now. And the moment now is the moment that you may wish to be part of now in a way that we will all know about. If you call 512-472-5667, then your way will become everyone's way. Your ways will make their way through the airwaves, and everyone will hear them. Please, please do so. Please call 512-472-5667. If you think, don't think, just call. Participate, contribute, react, respond, ignore, shout, scream, breathe, make no sound whatsoever. Thank you for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, and you can listen online in archived form after it's done at counterfolk.com/last ever, or search online for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Please send feedback to ken@counterfolk.com. And please join in the next 30 minutes.
guess the reason I took the word back is because we all have like our different things that we do. Like we're all different identities. I guess there is definitely some shared feeling that goes on there. I mean, that is world music. I'm trying to think of what else. Sandy Ree. When I was really young, I wanted to play piano, so my parents were kind enough to buy a used Kawai upright, and I took lessons on that for a long time. And I basically listened to the radio when I was a kid. When I was in high school, I had a really close friend who had a huge record collection, and we used to listen to some really interesting stuff from that. Got introduced to more world music and things like that through him. And basically when I moved to the city, I started playing music, and that was about 5 years ago. The songwriters that I started meeting in the city, we all kind of influenced each other, and I don't know if that's right, the right word really. We just all kind of grew up together and played songs for each other, and it's been really good. I should probably be standing up. I feel like I messed up. I remember I liked the Women's Bulgarian Choir, the music. I do so well. Every once in a while, someone will sing with me. So far, I've just been doing some. Yeah, he's in the process of recording this album right now. These are some. Well, this is a song. Yeah, he's in the process of recording this album right now. These are some. Yeah, he's in the process of recording this album right now. Yeah, he's in the process of recording this album right now. Well, this is a song from that.
That was three things. If you did the same two things, if you'd like the tickets, that are free. That's okay. That's one more thing that's okay. You could send an email. I would like it. If you could, if you have the ability to do so, if you have the ability to type in messages on the webpage, you can even remain anonymous when you do that. When you send it through the webpage, it's okay. Just to say, I listen. This is what I felt. Or this is not what I felt. Or or something else. I mean, it's yours. But I would like is to share it. Thank you. And now is my request for your feedback. Again. I have the two more tickets here. That's okay. It really is okay, actually. Yes. Next Tuesday from 6 to 7, something else. And yet, Ken's Last Radio Extravaganza. However, two Tuesdays from now and three Tuesdays from now, not Ken's Last Radio Extravaganza. Four Tuesdays from now, Ken's Last Radio Extravaganza. Okay.
What? Yeah. Oh, really? Awesome. Well, I'm just chilling with my neighbor. I wanted to congratulate every single man that is in the staff. You're sounding really good. Just keep it going.
Keep yourself going.
All right.
Thank you.
Peace to everyone. Bye.
Thank you for the peace. Thank you. Do you have a piece? Something? Spoke his piece. When you call 512-472-5667, you can give a piece. Pieces of whatever pieces you have, they're yours, but you can make them everyone's. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Through that webpage at counterfolk.com/mass ever.
Beyond the immediately, wait a few days, and you can listen to it in archived form. You can download it and keep it, put it on CD, throw it away, get very angry.
Send a message, anything at all.
You can go at the speed you would like to go. Choose your pacing.
Change is always appreciated as well.
Change your pacing. Change to be more like yourself.
Encouragement. Send those messages, please. And also, once the show is over, but only in the time you're listening to this at the moment that it's happening.
Or by coincidence, listening to an archive at the moment that the
show is also happening. You can also call here on the phone, as some people have done this evening.
Some people are still doing.
The phone number here is 512-472-5667.
If you call that now,
if this is happening now,
call that when?
For another 2 hours. After it is finished happening, you can call
do,
and speak.
Do what you'd like to do.
Not be heard except by.
Do what you think you should do. Do just exactly that. What you think you should do.
Sources that were combined to make up the program today, posted eventually on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last-ever. And please send reactions, feedback,
greetings, sounds, other things. Send them back, please. There's an investment here in cycle to communicate.
And you may choose to listen to a different show in the future. Not in the past. In the past, that's the webpage. In the future, that's the radio. Tuesday nights here, 6 to 7 p.m. and occasionally some other places. The webpage has more information. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Thank you for doing what you will do with this in your life. And for sharing back with me and others what that way is, or will be, or hasn't been.
So, there is no way. Looking at something changes it.
Even Einstein says the guy's onto something.
You'll have a few more chances to be inside of everything that's around the outside. Listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Those moments that you're able to listen on the computer to the archived shows. Search on the web for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza or visit counterfolk.com/last ever. A few more times, maybe. Maybe a little bit more. Any of the things or anyone in particular, but maybe but maybe... Yes, maybe. Yes? Maybe?
Hi.
Maybe. Hi. What is the thing? What is the thing?
I'm so sick and your show's tripping me out.
That's the thing.
Thing? I don't know the thing.
You. You are the
thing. I don't know the thing. The thing is like it's green and it's burning.
It's Barney.
I thought it's Barney. It's Barney.
No, he's purple.
And I'm just getting blazed off it. It's green. It's I don't know.
Barney.
But anyway,
everyone gets
the speed of the dub smoking on butt. Oh no, I just don't give a fuck. You know?
Barney. Barney is the kind. Barney is just the sort of person we all sing about. Barney likes to play with stones. Barney likes to bake cookies. Barney likes the idea of listening. The idea of finding out the things that went together, that by chance happened to fall into the same place at about the same time. In their own time. If I figure that out, which I can sometimes do, I look for clues. I place them on a page of information, a web page of information. It's at counterfolk.com/last ever. Do you have information about that? The information is coming, I think.
Hello?
What's the information?
Oh, yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, all I know is, like, the fucking...
That's the kind of information that I ask. What's the information this time?
42.
That's a lot of information. That's
more than one.
That's just the right amount of information. That's exactly as much information as there is.
Exactly.
Approximately.
Approximately infinite universe.
It doesn't matter.
Who?
Nothing.
When?
Exactly how much?
Depends on what color socks you're wearing.
42.
Giant size.
Maybe 3 or 4.
Or Abercrombie and Fitch.
Maybe more.
Not to mention the melon.
Never mentioned.
I never said it.
I never said anything.
Perilously close.
Paris Lee. Perilous.
It's the party sound.
Paris, France.
Paris. Have you been in Paris?
I can't hear it.
No, but I've seen inside of her.
I've called Paris.
I can't hear
my
the
Paris has been nicked.
Disappointed.
I think.
Therefore I am.
But I try not to.
Does it hurt?
We're at the end. This is the end. This is the end. It's the end. Perilous. Principally. Hey, look out for this.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. We can just keep going anyway. Yes? Somebody tell me.
Do I win some tickets?
If you're feeling winsome, you win something if you tell. When do we stop? When is it over? Has it ended?
Yes.
Have you ended?
I've ended many things.
How do things end?
They go to the beginning and start over.
Return to the beginning.
Return to sender.
From the television. I always watched.
Originate.
Address unknown.
There are no knowns.
No.
No. I know.
Oh no.
She didn't know.
Yoko?
Yoko no ser.
Quinn.
Hey, yo.
Quinn is in.
We fade out.
Deep. Haikus for Paris.
Haiku.
Hi. Ku. Gesundheit. Wobbly.
He flew the coup.
Coop-a-doodle-doo.
And then he went to the zoo.
Henry Cooperstein.
He hasn't recouped.
The archive.
This is an archive.
Archangels.
This is archaic.
Abercrombie and Fitch. Finch Cadoodle.
Nevermore.
Quoth the Raven. Domestic terrorism.
Call the hotline. If you suspect your neighbor of
being hot.
Abusive terrorism.
I suspect my neighbor of being hot. So I'll call the hotline. Wouldn't that be a terror?
Save some for later.
Save it for later.
Save it for Layla.
And Jambi. Lights out.